Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It is Phoenix Star 9, and this is Rainbow Rendezvous, and we have the lovely Accidental Diva on as well tonight. Hello, dear.
What's going on?
What's poppin'?
We are talking about one of my favorite topics today.
Oh, why don't you tell them about it?
Are you still smashing your ex? Can your ex still get the cookies? If so, how does that relationship work? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's an interesting topic. I think it came from one of our listeners, I believe. So, yes.
My God. Well. How are we going to start this off?
Well, what was the first thing? Like, I know we talked about it, the pre-show. We talked about, is it appropriate to have a relationship with your ex? I mean, aren't they an ex for a reason? Didn't you make them an ex for a reason? So why are you still smashing if they're an ex? So, for me, I have to say, out of the multiplicity of exes that I had, because y'all know I like to dismiss bitches quickly, I can say out of all the exes that I have had, there's only been two that I've had sex with after we broke up.
Only two, my nigga?
Only two. Only two. And okay. I can say that one was a really, really long time ago when I was still a baby fam.
Uh-huh.
And one is more recent and more, I guess, appropriate to my age.
Mm. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
You got all quiet, real quick. You got all quiet.
I thought you were about to say something.
Oh,
I didn't
want to
be rude.
I was listening. Oh, my God. I was being quiet and just listening. You saying one was closer to your age, and I was just giggling and listening, doing my thing.
Well, so how did you feel about
this? If I'm not with anybody else, then I think I'm still allowed to dip in and out as I feel freely to. And if they feel like they can handle that without, I don't know, because we're going to get into the whole, what's the word I'm looking for? Things that could occur, during that. But I think, I think it's cool. I don't have no problem doing it. None.
So you think the whole point to the feedback is to turn around, what was the point? To make a mistake if you're going to smash. Y'all might as well stay together.
I mean, that's a good point. That's a good point. Damn, that is a good-ass point. Might as well, huh? But, I don't know. It's certain things that, with that person, it's, less rules. It's like you don't have to be necessarily in a relationship with that person at that time because it's, you're not trying to keep that person as far as, relationships go. You can kind of come and do what you come and go freely. As opposed to being in a relationship with that person where you always get a question for every step you take, every move you make, everything you do. But with that, you can kind of be like, let me make an appointment. Let me make an appointment. And that's it. I know you know me, you know how I get down, and that's it. You don't have to worry about all that other extra stuff.
I see that. I see your point. But when you go from a committed relationship to a non-committed relationship to where you're just smashing, don't you think there is kind of implied residual feelings that are kind of left over that need to be talked about? Because then you get the drama. Like, if you're still smashing and, you know, you smashing her and somebody else or whatever, it's kind of free, then, you know, she's kind of already got this ownership feeling because you guys were already together, you know. So you don't think that prior to you reuniting genitals, you know, locking it low, if you will, with your ex, you don't think that's something that you need to say, hey, now look here, girly. Yeah, I'm just trying to smash. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to, you know, speak to you. If you see me at the club with a bitch, don't have an attitude. You don't think that any of that needs to be talked about?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be rules and regulations.
What you said? You just said.
I mean, no, wait now. Wait a minute. You know, wait. Let me go back. All right, let me go back. Because I hear you, like, in one instance, yeah, there's rules as far as, listen, okay, you have to have, I'll be like, man, I got something to tell you about later anyway, but, you know,
okay.
You got to have, what's the word that people like to throw up, you got to have,
I know.
It's like borders, it's like, not guidelines.
Boundaries,
there you go.
We need boundaries.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to have boundaries. And that's basically where I'm saying, listen, like you said, you know, you can't walk up to me and get mad because you see me out. And you can't be mad
right.
If I'm not answering your call when you want me to answer your call. It don't work like that no more. You know, so you do have rules in that. So you're right. You do have rules. But as far as like the whole you trying to claim me type thing, yeah, no,
right.
That's not
no.
That's not happening. I'm not trying to get beat up.
Okay. So with that being said, say you smashed your ex, you know, you don't want to be with her, you keep it moving, but then you get into a situation where you're talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we all kind of say, hey, yeah, I was dating such and such, or, you know, I was dating such and such, no longer dating her. Do you think you should say, by the way, after we broke up, I was still smashing, or keep that in the vault?
You mean about if I'm being asked by a new prospect?
Yeah, like say you have a chick that you're talking to, and you say, yeah, you know, I had an ex. We no longer date. It's such and such, you know, whatever. Because we all say, hey, yeah, I used to date such and such. We might not give a lot of details, might not say her name, whatever. Some people are very discreet with their exes. But if you say, yeah, you know, I was with so-and-so, but we're no longer together, and,
but I was,
you know,
still,
after we broke up, you know, I was still smashing.
I don't know, because I don't be telling people that. Like, even if I'm just kind of, like, doing that with, like, a random person, I think
mm-hmm.
it only counts if I'm in a relationship or with
it only counts.
I'm just saying because
here we go with this when it don't count and when it does count. Oh my God, here we go with that. We've had this whole
but
topic
just, look,
before.
Look, this is what I'm saying, right? Like if I'm with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm gonna say, oh yeah, I was in a relationship with this person from this time to this time. Ain't no harm in telling them, you know, like you were saying, there's no harm in telling them, yeah, I'm still messing around with that person even though we broke up. But I kind of don't see the relevance in it because it was kind of implied that y'all was still kind of, you know, y'all was kind of messing around anyway.
Right, but don't you think that then starts off the relationship in a a more dishonest situation. With all that comes with Twitter and Facebook, and everybody knows everybody, and, you know, everybody's telling, oh, yeah, I used to mess with such and such, and, oh, yeah, I used to mess with such and such back in 03.
Let's see.
You know.
I was going to tell you about that. That was just something totally, people like to tell, be like, oh, yeah, I know her. I met her.
I met her before.
Bitch.
I know her.
Don't care. Shut up. That's not relevant right now. Like, why are you telling me that? You want somebody to ask you how? How you know her?
Right.
You
exactly.
Know, that's what
you're not going to date. You're not going to date people.
They're like, oh, how you know her?
Right. You're asking questions.
What?
You're asking questions.
I'd be like, you know, maybe you want to know how I know her? I thought I recognized her. Tell her, Ben, I thought I recognized her. There she is. That's who I know. But nah, But you got it right, though. Like, that's you have to be honest because I have ran into those situations before, you know what I mean, where people are like, oh, and then you'd be like, and the messed up part is like when you saw from somebody and you didn't realize that that person is friends with the person that you were, you know, smashing, you know, having a smashing great time with and everything. You didn't know that. Now you want to, you know, do that with that person and it's like, oh, no. And they want to go blab, but y'all ain't in a relationship. But I feel you as far as being honest. Like, you know my history. And
yes, we all
I know you don't. Well, you might know everybody. You might know all
No.
You might know all of them.
No.
You think you know all
I
of
them. I know all of it.
But not everybody know everybody. So the problem really comes in where people don't know, and it's like I have to break it down, and I have to be like, listen, yeah, I was with this person, and that person, you might follow her.
And this person over here, and this one I met in Walmart.
Shut
and
up.
And this one I met while I was driving.
Shut up. But no, but you know, that happens. It's like, oh, my God, like, I don't want, like, because I'd be having to ask, like, yo, okay, this is who I know, this is what's in this bag, because you have to bring social media into it. You have to be like, this is who I know off Twitter, and this is who I used to date off Twitter. Do you follow her, yes or no? Are you friends with her on Facebook? You might want to delete her, because, you know, I had an incident, matter of fact, this week, actually, a little earlier. Somebody, I put a picture up. You know, of myself, you know, looking nice and whatever. And it got liked by multiple people. And it just so happened that those multiple people, two of them knew each other but didn't really like each other because of me, because of a specific incident. And another one was my ex. And then another person that liked it was a prospect or somebody that I am trying to talk to. So it kind of made that situation, I'm like, yeah.
Kind of uncomfortable.
Because I'm like, oh my God, all these people liked it. All the wrong people liked my picture on Facebook.
all the wrong motherfuckers. Why does it always seem like that, though? Like, you get likes and you'll be like, okay, wait, are they reading my mind?
I'm like, I was like, oh my God. I was like, am I just about to get, like, am I about to be hurt? This was about to happen because I was like, oh, hell no, but I know we got to reel it back real quick. But yes, I think you're right. I think it should be discussed. I think it should be. I agree.
Okay.
I think it should be discussed. Now, with the exes and you telling your ex. Now, did we talk about telling your ex about the next person? Or saying, or breaking it off as far as that type of relationship.
Oh,
goes.
Okay. So, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that. So, I have a little experience in that.
You're a little?
A little bit. Like I said, there's only been two people that I didn't despise to a point that I could still revisit even dealing with them. So, with that being said, you know, I had still been kind of using my ex as an in-between,
mm-hmm.
and I had met someone else.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it was not a good situation to have to be like, oh, yeah, by the way, thanks for
Ooh.
Everything.
Julie Newa? No, I'm kidding.
Like, you yeah, no, thanks for everything, but I'm going to have to go ahead and move on to the next. So I kind of just, you know, told her. I was just like, look, I'm messing with somebody else, and that's that. And so she, and these are her exact words, she felt like I just had her work a whole day at work, fired her at the end of the day on a Friday. Because I didn't really, you know, think that's all I needed. You know, there's nothing else I really need now. I've moved on. So it was hard. It was kind of fucked up. But, I mean, we weren't together.
Well.
So I had to just let her know.
I'm trying to think about her since that. Nope.
You are ignorant as hell. How much time we got left before we get hung up on again, like we did last time?
We got a good 20 minutes. We got a good 20 minutes.
Okay, good. So what were you saying?
I was just laughing because, you know, it is hard to, you know, even though I think I'm trying to sink back into my memory banks if that has happened to me, like, you know, if I ever carried on that type of relationship with somebody and then realized that, you know, I had to break it off. You know, after having that type of relationship with them.
Yeah, because how do you break off, really? Like, I felt bad, but then I was like, why do I feel bad? Because I'm not with her. Like, I'm not with her. This is not, we're not talking. It's a, you know, thanks for coming by, giving me this head, taking me to dinner. All right, then. Like, that was it. There was nothing, you know, for me to do with her anymore. So I did, but it was crazy because I did feel bad that I had to say, hey, by the way, thanks. But you're going to have to keep it moving.
Well, you're right. You know, sometimes you need, as long as you're being honest, I think that's the biggest part because it's like, but it's kind of like your relationship took on another, like, another form. With that ex or whatever, it's still another
yeah,
relationship, but it's like you still had to break it up or break it off with them because
it takes
out yeah.
on like a completely like a relationship style of its own. You know, it takes on this fucking my ex style. So it's like, yeah, you know, I'm not talking to her, I'm not with her, she's not a jump off, she's my ex. That kind of
mm-hmm.
has a different type of connotation to it. So you're like,
yeah.
damn, you know,
yeah.
how do you, and people take it differently. Like, if you just be like, yeah, you know, I'll be just doing me, you know, I have a little couple chicks over here and there, but then you fuck around and talk about it, yeah, you know, it's my ex. It's a whole different conversation. That's
does.
A whole different conversation. Bitches be ready to fight you.
It'd be like, oh, you look weak right now.
Oh,
like,
you
know,
so you still fucking with her.
Oh,
oh so you still fucking with that bitch.
Like that bitch. Like, for real, that's how it is. But you know, as long as you, like we were saying, you still have to be honest because the lies will catch up or whatever.
You will get caught.
So you just have to be honest with the people that's involved in the situation and be like, yeah, I still was messing with this person. I'm still messing with this person. But, again, it's not everybody's business. You know what I mean? Not friends and all that because you know they're going to. Because you know if I...
Yeah, you can't tell
I'm gonna
everybody.
Be looking at you. I'm going to be talking to you.
Looking at
me, you
side
eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
We're going to be
yeah.
beefing. Yeah, I'll find out. You know, since your ex that did all kind of grimy shit to you.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which
we gonna have a problem.
Which one? Because you know.
I'm just saying as an example. I wasn't pointing anybody out.
Oh, okay. Because
I was just saying as an example of bitches.
Because okay. You're. I'm kidding.
Because it could be any of those hoes.
None of the hoes. I might be. I might not. But no, seriously though. But yeah, you do kind of look at your friends. Your friends kind of look at that differently too. They're kind of like, they kind of look at you like, what the hell? You know what?
Right.
But they don't understand. Well, they should. Some of them should understand the dimension of that relationship. Like
some do, some don't. I mean, even though you're still messing with them, it doesn't mean that it's a healthy thing. Like, it doesn't mean that you should be doing that. You might be doing it, but it doesn't mean that you should be. Because sometimes some exes are toxic, and regardless of if you're just smashing or if you think you're just smashing, there's still, you know, some people you don't need to be with. Some people come into your life and just wreck shit and then leave.
And they don't give
like
a damn.
That T-shirt I saw, I come, I fuck shit up, and I leave. Yeah, that's pretty much a lot of my exes.
Just
come up in here, fuck up some shit, and then just do up the peace sign. Thanks.
You know, and that's why I'll be like, man, listen, I gotta take my time from now on with people because, everything that you think look good is definitely not good for you.
And I've been saying that shit for years.
Be twinkling, you know, shining.
Not everything that looks good or flirts with you, you should have. Because, baby.
That's true.
Not everything.
Then,
no, definitely
not. Now, we're gonna shift a little bit from the whole that aspect of the ex with the exes to the part about maybe, you know, how some people go back to exes, and when you should or should not go back to an ex. Or if you do go to an ex, what are some things that you think you should think about?
I can probably make a couple comments on it. I can't say from experience because once I make a broad ex, that's it. She don't get another. There's no other chance. I might, like I said, with the couple before. You know, yeah. I still messed with her. We went out, had drinks, whatever, but it was never any confusion about us ever getting back together.
Mm.
No, that was never any confusion. I think people should take breakups seriously, however. You know, when you break up, you break up. Don't break up to get attention. The Miami Heat won.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, LeBron got his ring. Oh, yay.
LeBron boy.
Yay. Okay. I think sometimes people break up for the wrong reason. Bless me. So, yeah, thank you. So, you know, I think if you break up for the wrong reasons or you break up because of a misunderstanding and otherwise your relationship was doing well, that's a good reason to kind of revisit the relationship. But if it was kind of fucked up from the beginning and you found nothing but red flags from the jump, there's really no reason for you to stay around.
That's true. That's true. I mean, you have some people that you get into these relationships with that are bad for you. Like we were saying, some people are toxic and you shouldn't be back with them. some people do choose to go back to exes, and then it's kind of you realize, damn. In a way, you kind of realize, damn, that is what I left them for. Damn, that's why we broke up. You mean trying to give them
right? And you kind of remember, like, oh. That's why I left her raggedy ass. stupid. Because it's a big price.
This nigga's been raggedy. No, but
do you really be thinking that? You'd be like, wow, why did I put myself through that? Oh, yeah, because she's a fucking psycho bitch. So, it's true, though. I think that's a good reason. You know, sometimes you just need to move on. Not everybody needs to be with somebody all the time. You know, some people go from ex to ex to ex to ex, go back to this ex, I mean, go to the next person, then go back and then turn around and be with somebody else and then go back to the ex and then, like, that shit is ridiculous. There needs to kind of be a resting point. There needs to be a recovery from it.
That's true.
And, you know, some people don't do that. It's mad windy outside.
How you bust out? It's mad windy outside.
It is. Mad windy. Oh, look at that.
No, but you're right, though, you know? Like, you can be like, oh, that is why I left you. That is why we are not together.
That's why I don't do this.
You know? Damn. You know, so shoot, I think maybe you should pick and choose when it comes to that, like with the people that you decide to let back into your life, you know?
Right.
I
agree.
Now, when it comes to, let's see, what have we covered already? We've covered the dating.
Mm-hmm.
Covered with the sleeping with portion.
The smashing.
Yes. You had to clear it up.
Just that way, you know.
Now, even aside from the obvious, when do you think you should not, when should you not smash, like, the exes?
If she's using that to try and be with you. If she's like, oh, you know, come by, I just want to see you, I just want to kick it, blah, blah, blah. But she's using that to try and, like, really just be with you. That might be a problem.
And that is true.
That might just be an issue. So,
yeah, it becomes a Klingon thing, you know. And nobody likes
you want to stay away from that.
From the Klingons, yes. We don't do that over here.
Not at all.
So, okay, so we covered that as far as they go and the ones that you're not going to be going. I think the ones that people should stick to, if they decide to stick to any, are the ones that are... Okay, this lady just came on and told me we had, you know, about a minute or two, but that's because, you know, this is just the portion that's, like, live. Our other shows are just recorded. So, and it gets a little bit extra time. But Blog Talk, you know, you've been kind of messing up, and I'm going to give you a shot tonight. I'm going to give y'all a shot. But this lady be getting rude with it. Lady, we getting a little rude with it, but, you know, as far as exes go, I mean, I think some people may deserve a second chance. Some don't. Some really don't. Anybody that was toxic in the beginning?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think people change? I think people change.
I have always had a saying that what we are doesn't change who we are. It's always changing. I am not the same person I was 2 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 6 months ago. I'm a completely different person. Well, not completely, but pretty close to, you know, being a different person than I was with my last ex to who I will be in any future, you know, new relationship. It's just, you know, I'm a different person. I took time out to realize I don't have to be in a relationship to be happy. That it's not necessary. So I didn't go from, you know, this relationship to the next person that just wanted it, you know. So I grew a little bit, which is completely different than what I did before that, you know, 2 years ago. It was just, okay, I'm lonely or, you know, I want attention or whatever, so let me just go to this person that will give it to me. So I didn't do that, and I've been cool with just being by myself and being with me and liking me, and that's different.
That's what's up. I think a lot of people don't do that. They don't take the time out. They're so addicted to relationships, love, and all of that, that they forget who they really are, and they forget that they have to kind of, like, love them and try to figure out, you know, like, again, figure out who they are so that they can have somebody else that's going to love them and accept them as they accept themselves. So
I agree. Some people don't see that. Like, it's basically the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. And that's exactly what a lot of us do. We go from one relationship to the next relationship thinking this person is different, but we're really doing the same exact thing over and over again, expecting something completely different to happen. And it doesn't. The same thing happens all over again. So
hello?
Yeah.
What were you saying? You said so and then you stopped.
What happened?
I said you said so and then you stopped.
And then I said so. I mean, some people need to, you know, evaluate, do I really want to be with this person, or is it that I just don't want to be by myself? You know, people don't do that. I've made that mistake. I've not broken up with someone because I was just comfortable where I was, you know, comfortable in the space that I was in. I wasn't really happy with them, but I was just content, I guess, with the situation. So instead of breaking up, going through the bullshit of the breakup and the drama and the crying and the upsetness and the empty feeling and everything, I just dealt with her bullshit until I could no longer deal with it, and that's why the raggedy bitch had to go. But that's neither here nor there.
Right, right.
I just spilled water all over my floor. All over my new wood floors, goddammit. So, yeah. That's how I feel about that.
Okay. I mean, I agree. I think people change and they grow and then sometimes, I don't know, that's why, like, I try to see where people are before I decide to give them second chances and all that and
right.
go from there. But I guess, like, with wrapping that up, so we kind of broke it down as far as the smashing and the jumping back into a relationship and possibilities with an ex and also, you know, boundaries. When you still sleeping
right.
with them and everything. So, you know, we did cover that. Now, I don't know, like, you know, I've been bugging you for weeks about, you know, I don't even know if you still have any new news for us about what's going on with you and your company, if you want to give the people a little information about it real quick.
Okay, really quickly, I do have an update about the MythBuster event that I was doing. I was evaluating if pineapples will the rumor, if you will, or wives tale or whatever, was that pineapples will make the toonie sweeter. I have evaluated that, gave it a good test run, and it is true. It is absolutely true. I did find out why. if anyone's interested in finding out why, you can tweet me because I know we don't have a lot of time. But it does work. Now, I don't know about the yogurt and all this other shit that people use, but pineapples does work for that. There's a reason that has to do with pineapple itself and the way that it works in your body. But, yes, I was hoping that it would be wrong so I could say everybody was wrong. But it's not. It's right.
Okay. Damn. So it's true.
It is true. It is true.
Yeah. I'm just gonna figure that out. Oh, yeah. I know that
thing,
yeah. Going to be the, you know, I'm going to test it on, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's going to be interesting and whatnot. So
it was very interesting.
I bet it was. I bet it was. But you know, I thought we were going to be talking about something else, but you know, I forgot about that.
Right. So there's that, and that's really it. There's everything still going on. I am coming out with a nail polish line. Yay, nail polish.
Hey.
Yay. That's starting very soon. I will have regular and gel polish. It's going to be sexy. So that will be coming soon. I might do a contest. I might not. Depends on how I feel. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all about spectrum.
Okay. Hello. That's what's up. Right now, I'm just getting the, like, I have my regular site, the Phoenix.9 online, and I still have that, but, and we were supposed to launch the Super Ink promotions for, like, the literary arts and, you know, and the visual artists, like painters and whatnot, and sculptors or whatever. You know, not whatever to y'all, but you know. But to people, you know, that are into those type of arts, a different promotion section, specifically for those groups of people for social media. So that's really it was supposed to officially kick off on the 15th, but I've been sick back and forth or whatever. So, you know, it has been rescheduled, but it's definitely on. Hopefully it should be done at least by the 1st of July. Or July 1st, yes.
All right.
But that about does it for my announcements. That about does it for my announcements. Right there.
Yay, announcements.
Yay, announcements.
So if anyone has any questions about Spectrum Cosmetics or Phoenix.9 online, they can go where, Phoenix?
They can go to, well, for Spectrum, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it leave it to me to
really?
Not be able to talk right
really?
Now.
Really? How many years? Really?
But I can't talk. No, hold on. It's actually, what?
It's Spectrum. I say, yeah, you messing up.
So you just going to talk?
Well, you going to talk? Go talk.
Yeah, it's triple, well, for Spectrum, it's www.sp and then the letter 3. That's important.
The letter 3?
I mean, you know what? Come on, Diva. Like, dog, like, I'm on medicine. The number 3. The letter C is in Charlie, T is in Tom, R is in Roy, U is in Umbrella, and M is in Mike.com. So it's Spectrum, but instead of the E, you're going to replace it with the number 3. And that is for Spectrum Cosmetics, and that is by Accidental Diva. And also they have they actually support autism research. So that is something else that I really love about the line. You know, and they do have a boy beauty line as well. So
that's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. So I want, you know, everybody that is into looking good and taking care of your skin, all naturally. Well, not well, yeah, all naturally, and it's handmade, right? Like you do, you she be in the lab, doing it up. Like I seen her, you know what I mean? I seen her. In the lab, she be in the lab, and you know she's doing her thing. So definitely check out Spectrum Cosmetics on Spectrum.com. And also on Phoenix Star 9 online at PhoenixStar9Online.com. And you can check me out there for, like, music news, music tips, music promotion tips, and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then so just stay tuned to Rainbow Rendezvous. That's the odd-spelled Rainbow Rendezvous, R-E-I-N, and let me see, B-O. Let me see. Let me make sure. RONDAYVOO. And that's on Twitter. So you can definitely follow us to stay updated because we're definitely going to we're gonna have another topic that will be coming out. We'll announce it. Hopefully get it to you guys by this Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, no. And get it out there. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you over there.
All right.
You know, but we're going to definitely do that. So it's been another wonderful edition. You know, did our announcement, so I didn't know if you had anything else that you wanted to announce because I know I kind of, like, tried to make sure I got that news about that pineapple, about that pineapple that comes out.
All right,
cool. So you guys can catch us here every Thursday. At 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can call in. Actually, let me see. Let me get the number for people to call in so I can call you guys without looking crazy right now. Because I know a lot of people don't have. They should have access to the internet, but you know, if you're on your phone, you can call in, and the number is 805-243-1357. You can follow Accidental Diva on Twitter at Accidental Diva, and you follow me on Twitter at Phoenix Star 9. And with that, we are going to bid you guys a good night.